The victims' bodies were carried through the streets and laid to rest next to late Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri in Beirut's Martyr Square. Hundreds of March 14 supporters and dignitaries attended the ceremony to pay their last respects. Among the symbols present alongside the Lebanese and Future Movement flags were flags of terrorist group Al-Qaeda, which is believed to be behind terrorist acts in Lebanon and the region. Addressing the crowd, Future Bloc leader Fuad Sanura turned the patriotic funeral into a forum to send political messages. The former prime minister leveled accusations against the Lebanese resistance movement of Hezbollah.
The March 14 coalition has decided to free the nation from the occupation of illegitimate arms. We will not surrender, back down, or fear criminals, terrorists, and murderers. They kill so they could tighten their grip.
Hezbollah criticized the highly provocative rhetoric and escalatory speech, considering it to be part of a campaign of incitement and polarization.
At the time when we are reaching out for a national dialogue, coexistence and reconciliation, we are met with incitement, rejection, arguments and unjustifiable excuses, showing that they are ready for reconciliation and coexistence only if they are in power. March 14 speeches are causing a greater rift between factions inside Lebanon.
On the other side of town, tensions escalated as the funeral service of a teenage victim of Friday's attack turned into a scene of clashes between Future Bloc officials and Lebanon's highest-ranking Sunni cleric, Grand Mufti Mohammed Rashid Kabbani. It's a new funeral here and another one there, and the bloodshed in Beirut continues. Such bombings carry the message that when extremism infiltrates a region, it's bound to hurt all factions. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.